Siman Cafe. We did Sifat Yudal. We didn't do the Mishaburas yet. So Holy Mishaburas, Katan Lamed Ches. So the Machaber says that before your Kerich, the Ritzua around the Zeroya, so you put that on the Shal Rosh. Atam. The Kiva and the Birchus, Lohania Chazeres Gamal Rosh, we pointed out like both opinions, the Machaber and the Ramah, that the Bracha of Lohania Tefillin is going on the Rosh Rosh also. For sure, if you're only making one bracha, it's mamash. This is the bracha of the Rosh. Okay, yimayet. I have to go to Mashiachol. We're going to limit the interruption. Akricha summer is right. Enam mikiradin. Like you pointed out, the wrapping around the arm is not mikiradin. Okay, table achar oisa atchiniach shal rosh. It makes sense to leave that after you put on the shal rosh. However, sefer kibonos arizal kosuv shal yinoig lichrech hashiba krichus saber zroya tchilah. He was noig to do the seven wrappings around. Avoloya gimel krichus shal ha'etzim, but not the four wrappings around the fingers. And they show sorry, we're keeping the chachila gamma kriches who mitzah. Even though it's not ma'ake, since it is proper to do it, ficha ain't a hefsek, is not considered a hefsek. Chet a minig b'chol malkan, that's in a minig. I'm a chuchnish kles yachas imu chuchnes, a daita gam kek yiminu genu, yichu kailim al the zroya l'chizuk. He holds you would wrap around. The b'lavach yilu miskayim v'enu nikra kshira. He says, this is going to be our fulfillment of kshira, because just putting it here alone, even going around one time, is not going to hold it in place. So you need the wrapping around the arm. They started Kaddish and Kedusha. You made a bracha on the Shalyat. If you're going to wrap around your arm, you won't have enough time to put in the Shalroish and answer Yeshmer Rab. So in that situation, the exceptional situation, Yeniach Shalroish Kedem Akrichis, you would put it on before you wrap around the arm. So don't wrap around the arm at that time. Put on the shalroish, and then you're able to answer in Yeshir Rabba without any issues of hefsek. However, but it has to be a kshira. You have to wrap enough, at least, that the tefillah shayad is going to be kavua. Otherwise, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of putting on the shayad yet. So, person puts it on, he goes around his arm one or two times, then he, you know, puts on the shalroish, you'll be able to then go back and finish up the rest of the seven. That would be valid.
The tefillin is the bias and the resort. So, why is there a hefsek if you do the krichos before you put on the shalroish?
Because the krichos are not ma'akim. They're not necessary. This we do this in a minute. It's not mikra din.
Like I said, part of the tefillin. Hanyach tefillin means what?
Hanyach tefillin is that the kershat tefillin and tying the ritzua, that it should be that the tefillin should be in place.
We don't say hanyach beisat tefillin. We have tefillin.
I understand, but there's no mitzvah to wrap seven kriches.
I understand why not, because it's part of it.
But there's no mitzvah seven. It's not a gemara where you have to put on seven kriches.
Yeah, I hear you, but so when we say on the tefillin, what are we saying that on? Just the bias?
No, but we're putting on the tefillin with the ritzua. But tying with the ritzua, mikra, that I would have a ritzua which is about this long. I put my tefillin on once, wrap it around my arm one time, and she's tight, put it around my finger three times. I've done the mitzvah, but yet enough tefillin. So what am I doing all these? When I'm milah, I should be putting on my shalrosh right now. That's the argument. The result is no. Pikabala is supposed to put on the seven kriches. Okay, so pikabala puts the seven kriches. It's considered. So it's not considered a half because it's part of the mitzvah. Okay. Fine. So sometimes you shouldn't take out the tefillin shalrosh before you finish putting in on the tefillin shayat. Sh'aser. We'll take them out both of the equidistance at the same time. You're not passing by one for the other. You don't do that. Ki yesh b'zeh tzama pikabol. This is a Kabbalistic issue. Kama shekos b'beis yesh. Kol shel niach asher yad miyad lo hadisas b'tzos shorosh medin aser. You pull the sheyad, put that down. Pull the shorosh. That's wrong. A pidin. That's that. But even if you're going to pull up both at the same time, they shouldn't do. We don't take it out until the Til Shayat is Munachas. Slimmer, Shatiya Muhudakas, Yafal is Raya. It's placed properly and tied well on your arm. Well, it's Mutter, Filo Karim Shasa, Shiva Krichus. Then you can take out the Sharosh even before you're a very handy guy. You can, while you're wrapping, you can be pulling out the Sharosh. Okay, that's fine. This Kabbalistic concept, you don't take it out until you finish putting on the shayad. Is that only if it's you, or even if somebody else doing it for you? So that's more like this. Halacha l'maisa, I have no idea. Even if both of them are already outside of the bag, the person doesn't have a bag, so it's open there in front of him. He can't undo it to get it ready to put on until he finishes the shayad. Lo yisak and rotzolomer feeling the ace tikkun shalroish lo yoniach hashayad gam came biyaloi. You're holding on to the shayad and you're also taking care of the shalroish at the same time. So you're not letting go of the shayad. Feel a hachi kishmoniach hakach hashalroish lo yoniach hashayad havi kamar v'lemitzis. That's improper to do that. In that situation, when you are, you have both in your hand now, and then you say, okay, I need to put on the shayad. Say, put it on, and let go of the shorosh for that moment. So I'm focusing on the shayad. So it was my relevance on the shorosh. Why did I get involved in that? Okay, now the question is, do we do it standing or sitting? Stand movement. Sorry, I'm going to have both standing. You stand for the bracha, but you sit for the putting on. So then, reason to do this is because it's alpi kabbalah. So the response that the Eli Rabbah is going to say is, with all the kabbalah we learn, we're not going to, the halacha says you do it a certain way, we're not going to start taking the kabbalah and impacting it back into the halacha, and we'll talk about that concept. So who's greater, Rabbeinu Shimshon Mekinoin? Aruch Shalom Kabbalah. Even after you learn Kabbalah, and again they learn Kabbalah, they learned it, you know, talking about real Kabbalah. Still, Hoy Mispalah Katzinik Ben Yoimai. He would daven like a regular child, like a regular person. He didn't take any of his Kabbalistic meanings and ideas, etc., and apply it into his tefillah, which, you know, there are siddurim like that. If you look at the siddur of the Rishon Sharabi, the siddur of Rishash, you ever looked at it? It's Kedai, I want to look at it. Right? You open up over there, and you get to the Pasuk of Shema, and there's about 6 pages of shames of Hashem that you're supposed to scan with your eyes when you say the Pasuk of Shema. Like, you know, and Shemoneh Esrei has these different names of Hashem which you look at and you think about and you apply to each one of the brachas and different types of vowelizations under the Shem Hashem. You know, he didn't do that. He knew all of it, but when he davened regularly. Why? The Mishal Yuchal Ahasig Seida Anochet. A person does not know it exactly perfectly. Yomel Akatzis Benetias. It would come to the issue of Imakatzis Benetias. Okay. So what's the Katz Minatiyas? So I mentioned to you that the Rav Osh said about the Bali Kabbalah. I told you this right recently. I just told you this Rav Osh. I think I said it this year. So the Rav Osh said a very, very sharp line. Like this. Kadosh Baruch Hu was one. And anything which impacts our understanding of the oneness of Kadosh Baruch Hu is singular. Is at first glance incorrect. Came along the Bala Kabbalah, they spoke about 10 spheres. 10 spheres, I mentioned, right? 10 spheres, what do 10 spheres mean? 10 spheres means the Baruch Hashem interacts with the world in different ways. Now, we don't know Kadosh Baruch Hu in reality. We only know Kadosh Baruch Hu through his interactions. And we're saying Kadosh Baruch Hu interacts certain ways, and he has a certain means of certain existence of Kadosh Baruch Hu in that form. A person could focus on that, on Haga alone, and that's referred to in the terminology of Chazal is going to be Mekatzis Menatiyas. Mekatzis, you have a tree, you have the tree, the trunk, you have the branches, etc. It's all connected. If you cut off one of the branches, you cut off from its source. So a person focuses singularly on a certain Hanhaga B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's as it were he's cutting it off from its source. That's called being Mekatzis Menatiyas. He's cutting off from that which is growing out of the ground. That's the phrase, Mekatzis Menatiyas. So we don't get in touch, we don't get involved in that. So I mentioned the Rivosh. Rivosh said that the Havdalu, I mean, his Nusa was that by a certain religion, they have three Getchkas, the Bala Kabbalah have ten. You know, that was his line. You know, so well, what do you mean? He means if a person doesn't know what he's doing, you're making a lot worse than that. So don't get involved. Okay, fine. Therefore, the Elia Rabba. Okay, yeah, bracha b'alacha l'amina. So therefore, we'll follow the mikra din of the Gemara. Is everything standing? We're not going to get involved in changing it. Up yellow. Come on. Okay. Now,
why are we talking about Kabbalah first?
Because this issue, whether you say it's sitting, you put on the Tzolot Shayat, sitting or standing, is the difference between Alpi Halacha and Alpi Kabbalah.
Which is the Halacha and which is the Kabbalah?
The Kabbalah is you do it seated, and Halacha is you do it standing.
Okay. And it's bad and follow the Kabbalah.
Correct. Okay, and yeah, Bracha and Halacha Bamin. Fine. That's what the Eli Rabbah said. Birk Roh, Hichiyach, the Gamla Fi Azoyer Mutal and Yechat Tilo Shayat Bamido. Can in laws with me a minute?
Is there any other mitzvah that we do that there's even a half a minute to sit by it and make a brocha? Okay, I'm just thinking of all the other things. Mikra Megillah you stand up for.
In general, there's a
shofar you stand up for.
In general, there's a drosha of the Gemara
you stand up for. I can't even think of anything off the top of my head that you sit.
Right. So there's a drosha from the Gemara about saying Birchas Amitzvah Bamidah. I'm not remembering the pasuk right now, but it talks about lashon of kama, which is all the lashon of kaima, somewhere in the midst of sira. Thank you. So when there's a lashon of lashon b'kaima, that it has to be done by midah. So mitzvah should be done by midah, and the more applies it to the bracha, the should also be done by midah. So general, except for the cases where the union of kviyas, which we by kiddush, by mahabdallah, by sukkah, you know, you're sitting. Where the thing of kaviyah is to be kaviyah of yourself and a makam, kiddush makam sunnah. In general, all we do mitzvahs of amida, we do birchas of mitzvahs of amida. So it is exceptional. So the Gro comes along, Gro like this. The Gro says that if you learn that the zer also did not mean what the Ramah was saying, that means yeshiva, it also means you can do amida. That you shouldn't change for the minute. Now, this in general is a fascinating Gro. There are. There's close to 300 places where there seems to be a machlokes between the Kabbalah and the Halacha, and how to do something. The Gros says there's no such thing as a machlokes between the Kabbalah and the Halacha. It says that if you understand the Torah properly and you understand the Kabbalah properly, it's really two facets of the same action, the same understanding. So it can't be that they're arguing. Tell me what you don't understand the Kabbalah properly, or you don't understand the Gemara properly. So the Gro, he goes through. I think one of the people who speaks about Teresa Gro on this issue. He says the Gro's miyash of all the machlokes except for one. He found a way to it comes out sometimes that he has a different havana in the halacha than we have, or a different havana in the Kabbalah that we have, and therefore he follows that there's no machlokes.
How did he do it? Did he stand?
He stood. Now, from this, the Mishnah Berurah is going to go to into a general issue when you have, as it were, machlokes in the Kabbalah and Halacha. What do you do? So Knesset Gedolah wrote in the section of the same where he goes through the general rules of how to psak. We have this disagreement based on Kabbalah one way and on Gemara another way. Both of them are swarm from the times of Chazal. So what's Makriya? Is it the Kabbalah or is it the Gemara? So Holok Achara Gemara Vapaiskim. So the text says you follow the Gemara. Miu in Bali Kabbalah Machmirim Yeshahach Regamke. Okay, so in a case where the Bala Kabbalah are not in any way being lenient from the Gemara, there are certain cases where they're being lenient from the Gemara. So it's not correct to go and be lenient to connect to the Gemara based on Kabbalah. The Gemara says, you can't be ma'achmer. But in a case where Kabbalah is being ma'achmer, you should be ma'achmer. Okay. However, if that chumra is not mentioned in the Gemara, I can't make you follow that the Kabbalah. I can suggest it. I say it's a good idea. I can be, but it's a chiyuv gomer. I can't make it a chiyuv gomer. Within Shane Musker, behipok b'shas of a poskim. Yeshen l'chacher about dibre Kabbalah. There's no indication one way or the other in the Gemara. It's not discussed b'chlal in the Gemara, and the Bala Kabbalah did. So the case where it was that this halacha was discussed, we're adding a chumra to more than mentioned. And I was talking in general, the b'chlal this issue was not doesn't exist in the Gemara. You should follow the Kabbalah. And the Megamah Malkam Sheish put the Ben Apayskim, the Rekabola Yakriya. In the case where we have an argument in the two Apayskim, how to understand the halacha of the Gemara, and Kabbalah would side with one side. So that could be used as a Machriya to follow that opinion over the other opinion.
It's interesting that he puts all this in Mishnah Berurah and not in the Halacha. It's a little bit of a challenge. Usually the Bialach will be told in the section.
I hear.
No?
Right. It's important, you know, totally. So a lot of this, you know, is touched on some of the book. And Rome quotes also. Now, the fascinating question, the voice of Dirshu over here says, okay, what's called Kabbalah for this purpose? So we understand Zoyer, which is from the Tana, from Chazal. So we have the Gemara saying one, Chazal, the Gemara being Chazal saying one way, and the Zohar being Chazal saying the other way. What about the Gemara? There's no Zohar one way or the other. There's an Arkisi Arizal connecting the Gemara. What do you do in that situation? So do you look at that as that has the weight of Kabbalah, which will have it'll be as the Machriya connected the Gemara in certain cases, or do we say that that's one of the it's the Rizal, you know? So the Rambam was also the Rambam. So the Rambam you can't argue the Gemara. The Rizal can't argue the Gemara either. You know, he doesn't get a free pass as a Kabbalist.
But that would be Gemara and Poskim.
No, it's in that halacha that I have. Well, in that case, it doesn't hurt to follow it. You're saying in the case where, you'll say that if the sheet of chumra wasn't said in the Gemara, the Gemara just mentioned the Kazim, but then said the chumra, you should follow the Kabbalah. What's that then, the following? Right? What's it referring to? So Rashi says it's referring to Zohar. It's found in the Zohar, found in the Tikkuni Zohar, which are all, that's all, that's Chazal. So that's binding a Klal Yisrael. Chazal is binding a Klal Yisrael. I wasn't mentioning the Gemara. Okay. But Arizal is Arizal. He's a Poisik. Choshev a Poisik, but you know. That being said, he brings on Seichem, and the Seichem it says that the Arizal is included also in Dirik Kabbalah. And so you have to understand that the Rizal, the relationship of the Rizal to the Zohar is different than the relationship of the Rambam to the Gemara, or the Rosh to the Gemara. The Rizal, what the Rizal was doing in many ways was taking the ideas which really were rooted in Tikkunim, or really rooted in the Zohar, and was fleshing it out in such a way that you would have never seen figured out the connection and seen the parallel, whatever it is. But he did. But he wasn't adding something new. He was just fleshing. He was just expanding and fleshing out the concepts, really, which were there from before. So that's why there would be a different type of relationship than with the Rosh who's coming along and deciding one way based on the Gemara. But it's a different type of an idea. Okay, Simeon Yud Beis. So Chava says like this. This would be somewhat of a different opinion between the Chabra and the Ramo. Imaniyat Tefillin become a pomim b'yon. If a person is putting on Tefillin multiple times during the day, so Mechaber says, Sarach Lebarach Aleim B'Kol Pam. Each time you put it on, you make a new brach. Nishwatu Mimekaimon. If the Tefillin moved out of place, Mamash is Ben Lachzirim Lekaimon. And you're then touching them to put them back in the proper place. Sarach Lebarach, you make a brach over that also. Mimachzer Achas Mehen. If only one moved out of place, not both. You work to Mamaniach Tfilachas, can it come on Simon Chavov? You'd make the bracha that you'd make for one tefillah. Say if it's Shayad, you just make Laniach. If it's a Rosh, you make, according to the minhag of the Ashkenaz, you make two brachas. However, what about the case of Hizizim in Mekarimon? Person, they didn't move out of their place, but he intentionally moved them out of the place. I died to the Hachzira Miyad with intention to replace them in the proper place. Right, you know. So Mekarimon says, Sarach Lebarach, you need to make a bracha on that situation. So you saw before this idea that it's better in halacha when a person took it off with intent to put it back on. That's less of a hefsek in the bracha than if it came off on its own. Because since you were the one who took it off and you intentioned to put it back on, so you were saying, I'm not being mafsek from the mitzvah. Whereas the case where it happened by itself, it happened. It's gone. The mitzvah's ended. So you have no control over it, why we'd like to put it back. That's very nice. So that's going to be worse. So if it moved out of its place, you make a bracha. If you moved it out of its place, you don't make a bracha. Bracha yinog. Karni sparli alba simen ches if you dal. That was the guy. The talus, taking off a talus, to intend to put it back on, is much better luck than if a talus fell off. Like you said, we saw before, the person's talus falls off totally. He needs to do a bracha before he puts it back on. The person took it off with intent to put it back on. He does not need a new bracha. Okay. Interesting case. Misha miniach tefila shayad ubeira. He's putting on a tefila shayad. He made a bracha on niach tefila. Metchila zehiduk nifsek hakesher shayad. As he's putting it on, the ritzua snapped, or the kesher came out. Tashlik means that the ritzua was not. He lost part of the ritzua. So mehutzrach. Last is Kesherach. He has to be tied. He knows how to tie it. He wasn't Messiah Dasa putting on tefillin. He made the bracha. He did not put on tefillin yet. He's busy filling and putting on a new kesher in his tefillin. Fine. That's all tzarech mitzvah. It's not a hefsek. Fine. If the shayyad, the kasher got unraveled. Mishnah Berurah says similarly with halacha would be removed out of the place before you put on the shalrosh. So we say mahalta minister last shalavara. If you haven't moved on to the next part yet, that's all part of the mitzvah. So even though you made the bracha, you put it on, it came out. You have to put it back out again. That's all part of the, even though that wasn't your intent, that's all part of your original action, and that will be included in the bracha. However, I will niach shalrosh. That's all talking about you haven't went out to move on to the shalyad shalrosh yet. So it means you're focusing on the shalyad. So it's not considered that you've lost the focus of putting the bracha, putting the tefillin on. So you do not need a new bracha. However, if you put on the shalrosh and then the shalyad got undone, you niach shalrosh on the shalyad. Maharik mavarch. You take a new bracha. Mutter bracha tefillin shulim v'loy al gizul. You can make a bracha on borrowed tefillin, but not on stolen tefillin. Okay. Who's that? The Machaber said, on and off, new bracha each time. Take it. The Machaber hold, even though you plan to put it back on immediately, you still make a new bracha. I feel Loshina Machaber Klau, but time. And you didn't move. Still, you need a new bracha. The stomach polygons, the remote disagrees. Okay. So the rule holds that in that situation, you took it off with intention to put it back on right away. You do not need a new bracha. You do not need a new bracha. Now, you know, in b'shas bracha, how you die to shachakach yisalkim v'yachzer v'yinichem. And when they were in Amalel, the simachas have called them to the kuliyam in tzar l'achzer l'var. So one exception is everybody. If when you put on the bracha, you knew you're going to be having to take it off soon. And you had in mind you made the bracha that it should go for now, and for that which I put it back on afterwards. I'm making the bracha now for both. That's fine. The logic behind it. I'm a little bit shaky on the logic behind it. Okay, so the best thing. The Shabbos said before by tzitzis, because they have that in mind. So you put it on the chil, you make the bracha, you're having in mind for now, and if Kesef falls off, for then also. So, or if Kesef take it off. So you're having in mind now for that next time, if there's no shadow whether you make a bracha or not. Not if it fell off, if you took it off. Okay. You don't make a bracha, move out of place, you put it back on. We haven't seen people making a new bracha on the tefillah, even though they should. Even though they move, you didn't move that. Which is said before was worse. Even though they moved, you didn't move them. Which you said before is worse. But since your intention is you bedafka want tefillin on the whole time, so you have in your mind in case they move, you want to put them back. That's called all part of your original bracha. Moving it with intention to put it back, it does not need a bracha. This is the same thing. Now, we can't always talk on the problem of Arkansas with children. If people are wearing tefillin beyond davening, for them, if you get out, moved out of place, you'd have to make a new bracha. In other words, this is tefillah, he said, the Shtar is saying. And Bashas tefillah, we have a clear halachic assumption you do not change, you want a badafka. Over here, it happens to be this, like, he wants to wear tefillah to the tzoyis. Well, no, he won't wear tefillah to the tzoyis. It's not mukhah. That for sure, that's what he wants. Nafkamina, he needed a bracha when you, if you moved out of place.
On the corresponding side,
that's the. He says, even though we have the shloah, which argues nowadays may be different than Maisa, if you follow the Ikra Lacha to make a bracha, not bad. But since there is an argument that you're not Makuyiv, it's better not to make extra brachas if you don't have to.
So now,
to move out, me, daf a kulan aruba. Al mitzosan, al the tzarik lachzirin al mekayman, ain tzarik lachzir lavor. If the majority of the tefillin is still in the right place, you cannot say your tefillin has moved away. So you have to correct it. All of it has to be in the right place. That's not called a hesek hadas. So you needed a rub. Then he said, if you took it off, would then you put it back on? That also needs a new bracha. Turn the bar. Remember, the kibbutz that says zizamim kaiman, how we commercial shech is here on the gabi. You moved it. Means you're not wearing them anymore. Rabbi says we don't do that. We don't make a bracha. Turn the bar. Kibbutz the zizam al das last. You moved it with intention to put it back. That's better. Mashenkeni benishim to miatzmon. Means the take of shenishmon also the mitzvah. Over there, the mitzvah ended when it moved out of place. But over here, I decided what to do and how to do and when to do. I'm saying that I'm not letting the mitzvah end. I'm going to be doing the mitzvah biter. But over there, in that situation, the mitzvah's gone. You need a new bracha. That's why the Ramon does not argue on that case. Does not argue. That way, do it then. He misirim legarim edayt al misirim miyat. Pol nama yeshem. Not just they moved out of place, but they were totally removed. So the Yeshurma says, you don't make it, the Makabra says, you make it a broken, but the Yeshurma says, no, you don't. I feel a machine of Makabra being tied. You do not make a new bracha. Posko Kredim, okay, that is the psak lemaisa in that situation. Not like the Makar. Let's say you took it off and intended to put it back on later. So you intended to put it back on, so that's an argument that's not considered a half. So on the other hand, you said later. So meanwhile, you're going to be Messiah Das. So in that situation, you need a new broch. And therefore, feeling Machakach Lavosh and taking, he ends up needing to put on tefillin earlier. But since we took it off, that wasn't his plan. His plan was to wait quite some time. That's a half sick. Seemingly puts it on 5 minutes later, says, all right, I forgot it. He needs a new broch. You put it right away. Or the opposite case, you're planning to put it back right away. The Maaseh took much longer than you intended. Both cases you need a new broch. The person took up till they go into the bathroom. Till how you die till the love should me take it. Even when your pants put it back on immediately when you come out of the bathroom. Circle the word, you didn't know bro. Why? In Rashore land of Behemoth Basic Kisa. You cannot wear tefillin on the basic kisa, and therefore basically it's like the mitzvah has been pushed away. That ends up being a hefsek. Because the person now on the pass gas while he's wearing tefillin. So a person has a strong urge to pass gas. He takes off his tefillin to be able to pass gas. So since during the moment he did that, he was not allowed to wear tefillin. So over there, even though he took it off attention and put it back right away, it's like the case of the basic isa. You took the tefillin, you cannot go in the basic isa with the tefillin. You put it back on, you make it a bracha. So you make it a bracha on the tefillin in case we pass gas in between. Okay, you're putting on the tefillin shayad, and then a tour shayad. Put them until shayad, and after you send them in the gap until shayad. So if the person knows how to make the kasher, so make the kasher right away. It's not a hefsek. Because he made the kasher, and you see, he's focused on putting on the tefillin. I feel like Misach made time with Sarkin, and even though you spoke for the purpose of whatever you need to do to make the Ritzuas. And a Hefzik, but yeah, it's not a Hefzik. To come up and sip Kupsam and Zion, sip, well, we said by the meal, it's not considered a Hefzik to. If a person had a small conversation in the middle of the meal, that's not considered a hefsek. The person was mafleg with the board, he got really involved in something else, he moved away from the table, he's not eating, he's just focusing on that, that might be a problem. He'd have to wash again and make it a roll. But in the average case, not. Finally, up in the test, Mr. Shapura, to cut and chav chas.
Now, fourth to last, I don't
want to
start a section.
Oh, yeah, fine. So, in that situation, you took it off, and you put it on and it tore, and you fixed it up, and then you put it back on. You do not need a bracha. Levorich, the kimo nasa adayin mitzvah hanoch. Nimtza shut loichola adayin a bracha shu mitzvah. The bracha wasn't effective yet. So this is what it's being called. I was a long time, it wasn't a hefsek. See as a kasher and a mafsek, kim shu minyan a mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah process. Okay, and chayal bracha ala nochashin. There was chal in that second attempt, which is the real true attempt. We say yeshul, but the mishi yesh miyala tefillin bli kasher. He didn't have the kasher on the tefillin yet. Uberach, but also kasher behinia. Bracha kasher hanoch. But he has a shaper or a little bracha shasa. But he has that's not like a chal to do it. You should prepare everything beforehand. But in that situation, it'll work. And therefore, the bracha. But you have a chaper of the bracha shos. The sea is kesher and hefsek. Mashmud the Rishon Lenorach the Ma'achar shehide katfila al azroya. However, let's say the situation you're ready, put it on your arm. Nifsek a kesher, then it tore. The kesher came off. Sarg last of the work. If you want to fix it, you make a new bracha because in that situation, the difference in the case of the Macharba, the case of the Mishmud talking about the case of Macharba, there was nothing, no mitzvah done yet. Over here, the person put on tefillin, tied in such a way that his yoytzeh tefillin, and then it tore. So the bracha was kal on the first hanacha. And there was no anticipation of the second hanacha. So that situation, it's like a case where it's kal of its place. You make it into a bracha. I own the case, why not? Because the mitzvah wasn't done yet. So the bracha is still going on that action. But we hear the bracha is going on the first action of hanacha, which that's done. You're yoytzeh that already. So what's this? Stop, you want, okay. So. That's your head.
The kasher, the way we do it, ma'akev. Let's say if somebody, if the Ritzua tears, and you don't know how to do it. And so you figure, I'll just wrap it, you know, make a regular knot, some kind of a knot that holds and put it on. I have nobody who knows how to do it around me. Is it better to do it that way, or just wait until you find somebody? It might take some time.
I'm not sure.
Isn't that more a Kabbalah thing? The Sharim, how they are with the letters?
No, well it's actually the letters are within the Gemara.
Oh.
That's a Rashi and Shabbos.
Shin?
Well, Shin for sure. Even the Dal, Rashi says Dal and Yod, Rashi says. So, what's my thought? Some of the details of how to do the kasher are discussed in halacha. Some of the details of how to make the kasher are discussed in halacha. Not every single detail of it. So there is some leeway.
Uh-huh.
But generally, we do it, you know. Yeah, so what would be in that situation you're talking about? I don't know. This argument of the Shulchan Aruch that in that situation a person would need a new bracha. A kind of argument. Kim the birchas al niach beber kadam anocha shayad koy gamal tefillin shavrosh. Kedis leal for Ashkenazim. Ever swore the bracha al niach goes on both. Im kain kol zman shlo niach tefillin shavrosh. You haven't finished the bracha yet. The effectiveness of the bracha was on the shalyad and the shorosh. You're holding in the middle. Somebody having the shalyad. Oh, I need a bracha. I did the mitzvah already. No, you didn't. The bracha was on both together. So you have not finished the mitzvah. You're talking about the mitzvah having both parts of it, but you didn't do it yet. So you didn't do the mitzvah yet. You didn't do the mitzvah yet. You do not need a new bracha when you correct the kasher.
Hashem is very excited
and close to us. The bracha is not completed until you put in the shorosh. Alkein, heter kasher shoyad, kadam anocha shorosh, poser shulchan aruch, end of the tzarek last of the world. If you get untied before you put in the shorosh, you do not need a bracha. So who would the name im nifsek a kasher gam kein and it's our last of the word. What was the case? One case was
a question mark on road.
Case of putter, in case of nifsek hakesher, kator, kakot, I guess. The nifsek hakesher shalroish or shayad la'acher shekvar nihiniach shalroish v'hitkay. The shayad was put on properly. Shalroish was put on properly, and then there was a problem. So you ready? Didn't you try to fulfill the mitzvah? Then tzarech la'asa the borech, because there was no intention at all for such an action. Imein shal mishi yedei l'sakan hakesher, who tzarech l'kachas tefillin akher. Kukavi tzarech la'asa the borech, kedomi la'ha. So that's a totally new item. A person makes a bracha on a fruit, drops the fruit, and they bring him a totally different fruit, which he had no, it wasn't in the house, he didn't intend for, etc. So you need a bracha.
He made a haitz, he dropped one apple, he got ruined, he takes another apple from the bowl. The bowl was in front of him. whole time.
No, here's a bowl from you. Don't need to do a bracha.
That's Rebbe said if the other fruit is not in front of him.
Not in front of him.
Right. But this case is Kehilu, the fruit is in front of him.
No. He has no intention of a cloth. I've the pshat because we assume a person when he eats one app might eat a second app. So it's in front of me, we assume that the bracha is going on both.
And therefore, if it drops, he would not need to make a bracha.
Right. But over here, a person puts on tefillin, you don't intend to use your tefillin also.
Oh, okay.
Right? And now the kesher tor says, okay, no problem. He quickly realizes, he takes on the tefillin and puts it on. But that other tefillin is the same thing as had it been just walked into the house right now.
But the previous case.
I'm not hearing.
There was a person makes a bracha on an apple, and the apple falls.
So now he has to make another bracha because he didn't make the bracha on the second apple.
Right.
That I got.
Right. So now the person has tefillin, and the kesher he puts it on, makes a bracha, puts it on the kesher tears before.
Right.
There's another pair of tefillin here, somebody else's tefillin, which he knows he can borrow if he needs. You don't have to use it, so he didn't make a new bracha when he puts on this other pair.
But this is one is a bechas hanenin, so he has in mind this. This is a mitzvah. I mean, he's still beginning the kind of mitzvah. What's the difference? If it's two pairs of kosher tefillin, what's the difference? I mean, he had in mind this tefillin. It's tefillin. It's the mitzvah tefillin. What's the difference if he does it with A or B? The mitzvah is no different.
That's a good point. But the point is, when he made the bracha, he intended to use this item, and therefore the bracha was.
He intended to be a tefillin. That's what he really intended. I mean,
yeah, that's true, but he's putting on tefillin Baruch Hashem for many years. He never used another pair, two pairs of tefillin.
Yeah.
So his intent was to use this pair of tefillin for the bracha. That's what his intent for his bracha was. Now that didn't work out. So he said, no problem. There's other tefillin in the room, but he never intended to use the other tefillin. So that's a new act of hanok. It's not a continuation of that act of hanok. If a guy who has a problem with his ritzu every day, sometimes he has to take another pair of tefillin. You're right.
What is he paskin if, let's say, he has two esrogim and he makes a bracha on the esrog, and as soon as he picks it up to try to put it in position to be yotzei the mitzvah, it drops on the floor and the pitta breaks, and he just grabs the second one, he would also have to make another bracha.
Same problem.
It would be the same situation.
Yeah.
So that's what he paskin.
I assume so. Yeah.
Because that I would see that as more of a tzuglaf to tefillin. I mean, it's there. It's he had in mind this esrog versus that esrog, but it's still the mitzvah. The bichas, how bichas and enin fits into this, I don't know. I want a specific apple. I mean, there it's very clear. I mean, I don't want the yellow apple. I want the red apple. I mean, whatever it is, and you're clearly here. You want to be yotzei the mitzvah. I mean, that's what you really. Your goal is to be yotzei the mitzvah. You're not that. I mean, yeah, you focus on because that's the tefillin that's in front of you.
Well, that's
necessarily
right. But same in general, the person has no backup plan for another pair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In the case for the kesher rabbit, the earlier case,
right.
Isn't that similar to a case where you have a whole bowl of apples in front of you, the first apple falls, you would not make a new bracha on the second fruit of the bowl. So by the kesher rabbit,
does he approach
and
this?
He's redoing the kesher, did we say that he would have to make another bracha?
No. The only case he says in the case, the only case he says you do that, a case you put on the shayah, you put on the shorosh, and you finish the mitzvah, and then it's here. Because then you made your bracha, you did your mitzvah, that's done with. Now you sign a whole new mitzvah, because that, whatever reason, that means a kekah to give. This is a brand new mitzvah, because this is the mitzvah you did. The only time he says you don't make a bracha, because you're still all in the process of doing the mitzvah. So therefore, the bracha you're saying is going on the tefillin, which you have to fix the kesher, that's all part of the bracha. What the bracha was going for.
Unless he does the shalrosh. Shalrosh. So you put on the tefillin shayach, then the shalrosh. And then the kesher of the shalrosh.
If it was put in place properly, so and then it ripped, so that you're making a bracha.
Did he discuss this with Tzitzis also? Let's say you make a bracha with Tzitzis. As he's doing it, he notices that the Tzitzis are torn, and he grabs it out of the talus. Did he discuss that as well? But that would be a more similar.
I don't recall if he does that. Sound familiar?
I think so.
But he discussed it. I don't remember the details of it. Save a Torah and you fix the tzitzis. That'd be like the case of fixing the kasher.
Right.
You don't need no bro.
Let's say
for whatever reason he can't, he takes a different pair of the different towels. The Torah, in that case, you would need an bracha.
And he would make another bracha.
Sure. Huh? Unless it's more common to wear two talis. I don't know.
He means to have more than one talis hanging around.
Not hanging around, hanging on you.
Well, you don't normally put on unless.
That's the thing. Unless you know, unless you normally wear two talis, and then you wouldn't need a new bracha. That is like the case of the apple. Okay, Hutter. If it was Hutter Shoyad, so you're Mahadik and you don't think in the bracha. Kasher, who then you mission to Mir Kaima? You put in the Shoyad and move out of place, and then before you put in the Shoyad, or before you finish to put in the Shoyad move out of place, you put it back in place, and that's it. Shoyad doesn't mean just putting it, it means totally tightening it. The weaker bits is enough. It's not just enough to put on, you have to Mahadik at all.
I would assume if he had, like, for argument's sake, if he had two filling in front of him, he wouldn't be an issue, because that would be more similar to if, let's say, someone makes a brook on Shaifa for shul, and he has three Shaifas in front of him, and this happens, this does happen, where you can't get a sound out of the first one, so he grabs the second
that's
one.
That's exactly the point over there. The nature of the situation is I use multiple items.
Right. So then there you wouldn't need a brook.
You're not in a brook. But the point is that it sits until I never use two pairs of tefillin. Right. So then the fact that it's here wouldn't change it. Mahalik Mavorit. If you put in the shayad, then the shorosh, and then the then it was hutar, so you have to retie it in Mavorit. That would be kedusha the mekarmen and move out of its place. Can you put the shorosh lacher he took it tzarich lasher Mavorit kedusha hadgal shorosh. Now, if he mashik sab the liel b'shem ashloa, ain levarach im yehutra tefillin b'zmanat tefillah b'chol gavni. So Shloa comes along and says that a person has this backup thought process. Then I put on my tefillin, since an eshtul and someone do move around, then I'm going to put it back in place, and I want to wear tefillin for davening because that's what I do. So over there, I have it's if I have intent the bracha should go for now, and in case it moves out, it'll go for them when I have to put it back in its spot. So this would be also it's like a little less common, but the ma'aseh that's going to be included in that umbrella concept that for tefillah I want my tefillin to be in place no matter whatever it has to be covered. So that according to that shloah you would not need a brach. Shulim, tefillah b'shoshal midas mutter. We pass it by tefillin. I can borrow your tefillin without asking your permission. Could we assume you definitely want me to do it? Because you want to be you have it. You should get a mitzvah for your items. Rakshi kapum berkiri shana. Well, you see me mekama rishon. We said like case of talis, you have to tie it up the way you found them. You have to put them back in the place where you found them. Kavoy vitalis liel simin yudalad einshul. So one more mishnah berurah. Gazulim davar lekimitzah b'avera. If it's stolen tefillin, you can't use it because it's a b'avera. Tefillah achar yiush, even though the bottom was miayish. Tefillah b'ni avid lekayim is tefillin. You're not yotzei mitzvah with it. Ach imarchat tefillin achar yiush lachar. This guy stole it. He sold it to somebody else. Other person now has it after yiush. That's what I'm going to run. It's tough from test. The master shekel le'abosim yudal v'yukol hashen leborit. If they have a yiush of shin and rishus, we spoke about that. More says if it's there's yiush and then the item is transferred from the ganav to a third party. So he got it after yiush. For him, it's after yiush. So he's kaiyot l'gam. So he can make a brach according to that. However, we said before, okay, and tazan grabosim and zek kosa behedya the kogavli also the borit. Even in a situation where there's yiush and rishus, you don't make a brach. After then, you lots of behem mashon divin regrow the yotze behem you take the yotze. After then, a brach also b'chomalka mishum b'tzei berit. The ma'isa, it's a horrible way to take a kodesh bracha over the mitzvah when it came through an aver. So bracha, you know, yotze, you're yotze. It's yours, you're yotze. The ma'isa, it's the bracha. It's like the Russian says, "Wow, I'm coming to bless." question. You're so wonderful, Rosh Hashanah, because I don't listen to your mitzvahs and I steal. Really? You know, it's an insult more than it's a bro.
He knew they were stolen.
Right. It's a pasuk of Mishlei. The pasuk types of the pasuk means Betzei is a person who takes, who looks for Betzei. He looks for financial benefit. It means illegally. Berech, you praise him. You say, wow, he's such a great guy. You know, if you say that about him, it's the same you're insulting Hashem. That's the end of the pasuk. Because Al Darshan, Betzei, he steals Berech, he makes a bracha, and it's also an insult. But there's a fourth person. So there's the Gazan, there's the Nigzel, and there's a guy who bought it from him after years, the guy who bought it from him. So that you can make a broker ready. Okay, I tell you, we got an interesting.